Good afternoon. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News. It's 5:32. The $6 million plus makeover of Rodney Square in the heart of downtown Wilmington took another step forward today with the launch of a soaring splash fountain, colorful landscaping, and as the pandemic wanes, the return of the farmers market. More improvements are planned, but one historic centerpiece remains conspicuously absent. WHYY's Chris Barrish reports.
For nearly a century, the hulking bronze statue of Caesar Rodney on a horse loomed above the square. The monument commemorates Rodney's 1776 ride to Philadelphia to cast the deciding vote for the Declaration of Independence. But Mayor Mike Przycki took down the icon a year ago amid protests and violence downtown after George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police. Rodney owned slaves. And with activists toppling Confederate monuments elsewhere, Przycki feared the statue could be damaged. He promised an overdue discussion about the public display of historical figures and events. Rodney is still AWOL. Przycki said the time hasn't yet come to talk about bringing the statue back.
My preference would be to have it restored, but that's me. Ultimately, I will make the call, but I want to make sure that there's consensus around the decision.
Bank executive Samir Aird chairs the Rodney Square Conservancy that's raising money and guiding the project in concert with the mayor. Does she want the statue back?
Personally, I'm indifferent. This is still Rodney Square, and we're focused on revitalizing the square. So regardless of Caesar Rodney's here or not, it doesn't really make a difference to what our cause is. It was such a fixture. And look, if Caesar Rodney does not come back, we'll do something else of where the statue was.
As a jazz band blaired on the square, Wilmingtonian Sharon Shelton raved about the new look, but noted the missing horse and rider.
It looks empty without it, but because of the controversy behind it, I guess they could wait a while. I know the history behind a lot of these statues, but I think, yes, you could bring it back, make the square look like the square again.
Stephanie Williams had supported taking it down.
Well, it's like it's not there now, so I really don't miss it, not being there.
Przycki hopes children and others splash through the fountain. Future plans include terrace seating on two sides. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.